Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. It is time for a diarrhea monologue.
Oh my god, it's a diarrhea monologue.
It has been a long time. That means Ricky is not here, except we have replaced Ricky with Baron Frosty from the Sublime.
Hello, listeners. I'm very excited to be here.
Speaking of diarrhea.
As soon as Ricky left, it's like, motherfuckers, we need to do a podcast without Ricky with Baron because you're on a business trip.
I just had a blowout.
You
in our bathroom.
Hence the diarrhea monologue.
Well,
especially since we moved to the hour format, if you want to call it that. We ran out of time. And one of the things that we wanted to do on our show was porn for the blind. And what better thing to do than on a diarrhea monologue is porn for the blind.
I am a bit blind to porn, I will admit.
And you don't know what the fuck we're talking about either, do you?
I do. I'm totally green.
So porn for the blind.
Listeners, hold on. I just want to describe. I'm going to do a pre-reading right now because he's going to be doing a reading on the porn, but I'm going to be doing a reading of Baron right now. He looks so nervous and anxious.
I'm extremely nervous.
And excited. So excited.
I have a little bit of a chubby, I will admit.
Nice, nice. It's because of all the beer we've drinking. You like chunky bearded boys, and now you're in a room full of chunky bearded boys. We fed you.
Yes.
Like, how many different fantasies can happen? You're not in your hometown. You're in a different zip code.
New city.
You guys don't know this, but I'm a Taurus, which is all about chubby, short guys and food.
There you go. I'm an Aries with a Scorpio rising.
Yes.
And he is a Scorpio. So you got a lot of fire in here.
Yes.
So
I'm digging it.
We're good. Perfect porn. So porn for the blind is exactly what it sounds like. We're going to show you a porn and you need to explain it to our listeners because obviously this is a podcast. This is not a video.
Yes.
Can the listeners hear the porn and me speaking or just me speaking?
Hearing both. Yes, we have hooked the computer up to our mixer, so they'll be able to hear the grunts, the wording.
So if I go silent with disgust,
they will hear what you're watching, except, of course, the key here
is to describe it to them.
Is the listeners need your assistance. You are their closed captioning.
They need to know what they're jerking off to.
Okay.
Right. So
other than my voice.
Right.
So
Right.
You know, Bradley spent like a good 20 minutes trying to find the right porn for you.
He really did. He went through various options.
I wanted to find the porn that would work for you.
Right.
One that would work.
It was a great try. And then we threw our conversations No, that wasn't
so rude.
That was not a read.
Rude.
No, but then we were talking through the conversation.
Are you two fighting again? Domestic abuse. Okay.
I didn't.
Keep our breezes hidden.
I'm on Ricky's microphone and his headphones, and it sounds completely different.
Does it? Does it?
I feel like I'm.
Don't tell him. He'll be invalidated.
It's contaminating.
I really feel like that I'm actually on a radio show.
He'll be invalidated.
That's how I sound.
Are you invalidating Ricky?
And probably validating because his shit's better than the stuff that I'm using.
Oh, I see.
So anyway, we were talking about, you know, reading and we like to read and that kind of stuff. And I'm ashamed, apparently, that I actually have never seen Dolores Claiborne. Because we were talking about...
I am so surprised.
We were talking about Stephen King and I'm actually really shocked that I haven't. I must have,
I almost backhanded you because I thought you were a film geek.
I am, but I can't remember... I can't believe that I do not place in my life watching this.
The thing about it is I am not a movie person, but since it's one of my favorite movies, I just assume everyone has seen it. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Well, I've been like that, except
true.
My
it's,
favorite.
It's such a popular, kind of. Known, it's such a well-known movie.
It's one of those things in the 80s that was like always, like, you know, like when you went
it
to.
So shocking.
When you rent a VHS movie, it like, you know, what was that store with the blue logo?
Oh, Blockbuster.
Blockbuster. It was always there at Blockbuster. Yeah. Dolores Claiborne. We have a guest.
I had to have watched it as a kid. Absolutely had to have watched it. But I, for some reason, right now cannot place it.
So you need to rent it.
Right.
Or download
so
it.
So I then tried to say, well, maybe I could find Dolores Claiborne porn.
I'm sure it exists.
Unfortunately, I couldn't find it that quickly on my computer. However, 'tis the season. It is October. We are talking about the Horror Fest. We are talking, even though you're not a big horror fan, you like the sci-fi. And I would agree that I do think that Predator and whatnot is actually close to a haunted house. You may hear the noise in the background, but our guests have arrived.
I've debriefed them on the Porn for the Blind.
So,
are these your horror movie guests?
No,
these are actually these guests. This girl,
Mama, that's is not visiting Mama. Daughter in college.
Hi, Mama. Hi, daughter.
Both of them are friends of Bradley's from San Diego when Brad lived in San Diego.
I used to work with Mama.
So you've now taken over our show. Congratulations.
It's very nice.
But this
to
is like
you.
The extra, extra, like behind the scenes show. So it's all good.
Yes. Please don't be offended by our porn.
So then I realized.
It's horrible. It's horrible. It's going to be awesome.
Since it's October and I could not find Dolores Claiborne porn, that the next thing that I hit me was, what's the next best thing? What's the next best thing, Waylon?
That's
Japanese tentacle porn.
What does tentacle mean?
You will see. And
what do you think of when you think of tentacles?
I'm thinking
top three things.
The top three things I'm thinking of are tits.
Okay.
T-E-N-T
is the.
I'm thinking like the top of someone's head is like the tet.
Okay.
I'm thinking that. Titular is like a title of a movie.
It's not titular.
Is it
tentacle?
Tentacle.
Oh, it's tentacle like a fish. I'm not a biologist.
Okay,
got it.
I don't know why Bradley. This is. I don't like Bradley was quizzing quite like that. But
is this a fin on a dolphin?
No.
I think it's going to be fun. It just helps prepare people. Yeah.
You
to know,
as soon as you see it, you're going to have to smack yourself in the head and like what a tentacle is.
Yeah.
But yes, it's Japanese.
This goes back to our talk
Japanese tentacle porn.
Yes.
This goes back to our talk about Japanese films and how fucked up they are.
Okay.
So I'm going to put this computer in front of you.
All right. We're moving the porn into my field of vision.
Oh.
I'm narrating.
Oh, it's premature. Premature. Oh. No.
Premature porn.
No.
I'm not looking.
Okay.
I'm not looking.
So we're going to put it in front of you. Before we started, describe what you're seeing right now.
I am seeing a MacBook Air, which is very slim and light.
Nice. Wonderful.
It's
very, very fine for this house.
There is a human person that appears to be female with her legs spread on the screen. And there appears to be some sausage across her abdomen and a humongous penis to the right.
Now, I do not know what this porn is, so I can only guess. But my guess is, as we start this...
She looks like she's overheated, I wanted to add.
Yeah, these are most likely... Demon penises. Demon tentacle penises.
Which I've never experienced myself.
So we're going to press play. And please explain to our listeners what you're watching. Right. You can use your normal voice, a sexy voice, however you want to tell the story.
I don't think I have a sexy voice.
So for instance...
You're speaking of sexy.
As Bradley said before... This is for Jay. This is for blind Jay.
Jay, I love you. Please call my show.
This is how... Since porn does not have Braille, this is so that Jay can experience.
All right, Jay,
porn.
I'm on it. All right, Jay, this woman is being fucked in her anus and in her vagina. There's various coming. They do not look like human penises now that I'm seeing them in motion. They look more like prosthetics from a really cheap kind of like 80s non-CGI horror movie, maybe.
Why
like,
were you not commenting on the buckets of semen?
That was a lot of
okay,
semen.
We're now in a new scene where she's wrapped in various tubes of what appear to be sausage.
She's doggy style now.
She's doggy style. She's getting fucked in. I believe that's her vagina. That's a little too low to be her anus.
Think of tentacles as the hands of an octopus.
Oh, okay. It's making sense now. Yes. They're like hands of an octopus. They look like sausages, but more like deep sea sausages.
Wait, why is her vagina blurred out?
Because you see pubes.
Oh. All right. We're now seeing the tentacles wrapped around her foot. She's spread eagle again. They're not fucking her. They're just wrapping around her boobs. One is going toward her vagina, maybe. It's hitting home. It's circling.
It's teasing.
It's rubbing on the vagina, which appears to be completely shaved to me.
I think that looks like it's rubbing on the clitoris.
She's now like in a classroom. She has on a Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz style dress.
Almost looks like Sailor Moon.
Yeah, the tentacles are wrapping around her and going into the dress. It looks like a classroom in like an elementary school, maybe. And that was a short segment. We are done.
Premature.
That was exciting.
That wasn't my sexy voice. I don't think I sounded very sexy.
That's okay. Let's see if we can find some
other. That porn wasn't too sexy, so don't worry.
Here's another one for you.
All right. What is the title of this one?
I don't know. Live tentacle blowjob.
Okay, this is more tentacle porn. This woman appears to have humongous, like, tit implants.
Yeah, gigantic.
They're gigantic. Like, they look painful. And they're being rubbed by, again, these weird, like, kind of 80s horror movie prosthetics that look really fake.
Oh, my God. Look at her pubes.
She's being, I believe, was that her anus? That had to be her anus. That was too low to be her vagina.
This thing to the right looks like one of the creatures from the movie Tremors.
She looks like,
that? Or the
she
spice.
Looks like she's overheated. She's very sweaty. I'm feeling like some of the tentacles are wrapped in saran wrap.
No, she's enjoying this. She's feeding the demon her
tit. I think
tit.
She's in. Okay, that's her anus.
Oh.
That. No, wait, that's her vagina. It's very low.
Oh,
there's some cumming going on. Tentacles squirting cum all over her vagina.
This is now a bukkake.
That may be tapioca pudding. Again, that tentacle appears to be uncircumcised. Now she is sucking on the tentacle, and she looks like she's enjoying it a lot. Although I don't think I'm into that size of tentacle myself.
Okay, so that one tentacle
it just came.
That one tentacle is like pushing her boob, but it is going like really far in there.
That can't be comfortable. One of her boobs is being pushed down as if it was like. An inverse Tupperware lid, maybe?
It reminds me of those things you get at the groceries that when you were a kid at the gas station that are those little, like, sleeve things that keep
this
moving
scene,
out of your
this
hand.
This scene would not be good for your dental implants.
Yeah, it's like a Vienna sausage pouring tapioca pudding all over her face.
Can you hear the cum?
Yeah, it's kind of like a toilet
like,
being
it sounds
flushed.
Like lava.
All right, those boobs do not look nice.
Oh, now she's being titty fucked by a demon. Oh,
she's,
that looks like a tail.
That one's harsh.
Not only is she being fucked, but she appears to be being held down by various things that look like paws.
Hmm. Well, that was too. Thank you for playing along with our porn to the blind.
I feel very unclean. Yes. Although I have to admit to your listeners. My chubby is gone. In fact, it is. It is crawled back up inside my body.
Would you like to watch something similar that isn't animated, or would maybe something in the style of Avatar?
Do you have any gay furry porn?
Oh, we'll find that.
It's like I still might have that pulled up on my laptop.
I know that's supposed to be a short episode, but maybe you should pause this as we look up gay furry porn.
We'll be right back.
A guy who's like a little scrawny guy with a tattoo pushing him up against the tree. He looks like he weighs approximately 98 pounds.
Kind of like Blind Jay.
Yes. Yeah. He looks a little bit like Blind Jay.
And this may be like
do a porn?
What Blind Jay thinks about every time he gets pulled over.
Yes. Because he drives.
Because
so
he drives
often.
A lot.
He can still get, you know, you can be in a passenger seat and still experience, you know, hearing,
stop
just hearing
frisk.
It all.
Stop and frisk.
Here we go.
We love you, Blind Jay. All right, the cute, scrawny blonde guy is walking towards a car. There is a cop in the woods. He notices the other guy in the woods. They're walking. The cop is telling some other guy to, like, unzip his pants, apparently. So the scrawny blonde guy is walking over and being like, what the fuck is going on? And they're talking. They might be talking in English.
Come here, son.
Come here, son.
So the other guy that's in the woods, he's probably like a 40-ish guy, brunette. He's wearing jeans and a short sleeve shirt. He's a little bit spread eagle, and he's got his hands over his crotch, probably hiding a boner.
No, I think his penis is actually out.
Oh, is it out?
Yeah.
So the cop is unzipping his pants and taking out his penis. The skinny blonde guy is getting interested. He's unzipping his pants. He's whipping it out. I'm getting... And it looks like it's uncircumcised, I thought, from that quick flash. I'm not getting a lot of penis detail. It's a lot of head shots now and trees.
Yeah, this is the artistic
point. We're supposed to be using our imagination, but I'm not good at that. They're playing porn music.
Oh.
The cop is pissing on somebody now. He's holding his penis upward. He's creating an arc of urine. His gun is off scene to the left. So that's a little bit of people who are into gun porn. So I'm actually not able to piss when I have a boner. I don't know about you guys. So that's odd to me.
No.
So
I love that they're in like this triangle standoff.
Yeah.
And the music is very like, what are you going to do next?
Okay, so the blonde,
your move.
The blonde guy is like, maybe I will piss now. Maybe. The camera is panning around artistically. They're all holding their penises now. And nothing... Oh, the cop is rubbing the head of his penis. The blonde guy is like, okay. I think he's going to pee again.
This is dramatic.
I'm thinking we're having an artistic peeing arc again.
The power of three will set you free when you have to urinate in the woods.
Yes.
Because they are in a triangle of power.
It has a bit of a charm feel.
Yes.
Yes! All right. The cop, you know, I bet under that uniform, that cop is kind of hot. All right, the blonde guy is doing his pissing arc now, and he is definitely uncircumcised.
He's also smirking, like,
he's
proud of himself.
So they're kind of
That's
like...
That's a heavy stream.
So just for our listeners know, they're kind of like standing in a triangle, and they're pissing it towards the center of the triangle, would we say?
How far apart do you think they all are?
I don't know, 4 feet?
Yeah, and they all look like they're a little bit chubby, which makes me feel odd because, again, when I have a boner, I cannot pee with that much urgency, like across to the other person.
Well, the cop is definitely now like feeling him. He's doing a weird head rub while watching.
Yeah, he's
the blonde
doing like
pee.
A circular motion on the head of his penis that I might find unsavory.
Yeah,
he did just lick his hand, so he's got something.
Oh, okay. So there's a little bit of lube. It's not scratch and sniff.
Yes.
Well, no, it could have been pee.
He's pissing again. He's wearing really tight flat front, khaki kind of polyester cop suit.
Very a la Party City.
And he's peeing again. It's a little bit Party City.
I want to know where this piss is coming from.
Yeah, they're
this
drinking.
This guy in the blue shirt, he hasn't gone yet.
They're definitely drinking some Bud Light.
But look how much this blonde guy is peeing again. Like, he legitimately must not have, like, any fluid left in his body by the end of this porn.
Maybe he is cut. I can't tell.
No, that's cut.
Yeah, that looks kind of...
Oh, now he's doing the sprinkler where he's shaking it at
Yeah,
the cop.
He's shaking it while he's peeing. The brunette guy in the background is like, I need to pee soon or I'm going to have mud on my face. Yeah, they're like, we are way more masculine than you because we can pee. It's pretty much what's going on. Oh, he's like getting a little hard now.
Yeah, the cop was doing the hands-free pee for a couple
seconds.
Yeah,
he's enjoying it and his penis is pointing, I would say, at approximately 45 degrees.
I would agree.
And he's shoving it back in. He's zipping up. He looks like he's a little pissed. Uh-oh. The brunette guy grabbed the gun.
Ronnie Wayne, you don't want to do this.
He's very upset.
Give me your cell and your wallet.
Uh-oh. So the brunette guy who did not pee is apparently holding up the cop while the blonde guy watches passively.
How about you? Give me your wallet.
Don't have no wallet.
Give me your money.
I don't have no money.
He's very, very poor.
I'll take
this. Uh-oh.
Hey, my mom gave me that.
So?
It was a necklace that
my good luck,
looked like he got it at Spencer's.
Or one of those 25-cent little trinket little things right outside of the grocery store.
The chain was very similar to like an 1890s tub stopper chain.
Or a ceiling fan pull cord.
Yes, very similar to that.
And actually, the little bauble was very much like the little triangle or the square diamond pull.
Yes.
Oh, now right. They're tied up face to face on a tree.
The cop who has been mugged and the scrawny blonde guy are now tied to a tree together so that they're but they're both, how would you describe it?
Face to face.
Face to face, facing each other, tied together to a tree.
Now, we don't have to do this whole porn because it's another 20 minutes long.
And so, I'm not noticing any sex in this porn.
Yeah, we're going to fast forward to, say,
you got any luck?
Here.
Oh, now the blonde guy, they're not tied up anymore, but the blonde guy is sucking on the cop dude and stroking it. And he's fully clothed. He just has his penis through the unzipped polyester flat front cop suit, which is khaki in color.
We're going to fast forward a little more again. And he has a lot of pre-cum, by the way.
Yeah, he looks very sticky. Okay, now the cop with the mustache is sucking on the blonde dude who looks apparently like he's completely shaved.
Completely.
But he, you know, like, you know, no pubes at all. But he has a really nice ball sack. It's a little odd. Like, he's not putting the penis all the way in his mouth.
No, he is, like, he's almost gagging.
Yeah, he's working the head, kind of. He's got his hand around the shaft, and he's really just sucking on, like, the first couple of inches.
Now the blonde guy's doing the whole, like, you know.
Yeah, like shoving it, like kind of like.
The butt move.
The writhing. So I really wish he would shove it all the way in his mouth, because I really don't like that kind of, like, blowjob just on the head. I'm not into that.
Okay, and let's see. I love the fact that I can fast forward and there's a little pre. Suck my cock. That's right. Let's go towards the end.
Okay, we're gonna have a money shot on the cop suit. The blonde guy is about to shoot his jizz all over the cop's polyester shirt.
I think he just did. That's how little it was.
Is that tiny quarter-sized splotch cum?
Yeah, that was not the money shot.
That was the nickel shot.
Yeah, that was definitely fuck $2.
Yeah, really.
That one ended really poorly.
When I asked for hairy porn, I wasn't thinking about this hairless blonde guy.
No, no.
Where do you think you're going? Oh. That asshole took my medal. I'm going to get it back.
He's going to get revenge.
I think this guy deserves an Oscar. Park. What do you guys think?
That guy took my medal. He's going to
I'm going to get him back.
and he was still touching himself in his khaki.
He's differently abled.
So the next time you come to visit, we'll have both you and your husband on, and we'll have some better bear porn for you, to do porn for the blind.
Do you guys have another microphone? Because that would be five people.
We can make it happen.
Cool.
We can either borrow one, we can get one, we can have two.
Make the listeners do it.
The last time we did porn for the blind, we actually had two people on one mic. So we can make it happen. Cool. We can share, whatever.
Nice.
So, but again, thank you for joining us. It's fun. Porn for the blind, it was fun.
Is this actually part of Foul Monkeys, or is this a different podcast?
No. Porn for the Blind was a segment of Foul Monkeys that we've done a couple times. First started with Brian from Game Night Guys, and then we had some listener friends in that we did it with, Lala from Indiana.
Did you guys see the segment kind of on Facebook, and it spilled over into the It's All About Me podcast about how Brian was contesting their rules for being a no-no, how it didn't make sense.
Yes.
I swear I was laughing my head off. It was so awesome. It was like perfect podcasting moments.
So normally this would be part of the Foul Monkey episode, but since you're here, Ricky had to leave, it has been a long time since we've done a bonus episode for Diary Monologues. It just fit perfectly. So thank you for being.
Thank you for having me and my IBS on your Diary Monologues.
You were actually the first guest of the Diarrhea Monologues.
Well, thank you.
It is never. We've never
I'm
had.
Honored.
We've never had a third.
We should get you a golden toilet paper or something. A little trophy.
I want my trophy.
Well, this is Waylon.
And this is James LeRoy.
And who are you?
And I'm Baron Frosty. Thank you for having me.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and JamesLeRoyFM@gmail.com. foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.